السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
نبدأ.
نعم يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، chapter he has left without a title, but about which the scholars have said that laha aw lahu ta'alluqun billadhi qablahu. The reason he has left it without a title is that lahu ta'alluqun billadhi qablahu, it is connected to the matters he was discussing in the chapter before that. In the chapter before, it was about du'a'ul akh li dhahri al-ghayb, a brother's supplication and du'a for his brother behind that brother. Al-Imam al-Bukhari came, rahimahullah, to make us understand that we should not restrict the frontiers of our du'a. Our du'a should be open, wide and vast, and we should be insistent and persistent with our dua. From that is making dua and asking Allah regarding our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our uncles, our parents, regarding our dunya and regarding our graves, regarding akhirah. And so he sought to make us understand, give us examples of how the early Muslims would make their dua. Al-Imam al-Bukhari here in this bab, he sought to give us examples of how the early Muslims made dua to make us understand that we should expand the frontiers of our dua and not restrict our dua to just one or a few things. The first example he gave was from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma mawqif, when he was reported to have said, inni Lord, I would make dua. I want to sleep dua. I wake up when I'm silent, I make dua. When I'm in every affair, asking Allah for success. It was in this hadith that he said, radiyallahu anhu, hatta and yufsih Allah fi mashi dabbati. In fact, up to the extent that I would ask, and yufsih Allah fi mashi dabbati, I would request Allah to grant ease, to grant goodness for my riding animal, when my donkey, when my camel, when my horse, when they move, they should find ease, they should find goodness in their movement. That is to the extent that he asks Allah for success regarding everything that he did. And in the report it said, hatta ara min dhalika ma yasurruni, I will ask Allah that my animal should find ease in its movement, such that ara min dhalika ma yasurruni, I would find in the movement of my animal something that delights me, something that brings joy to me. I always ask Allah for goodness in everything that I do, including the movement of my animal, such that I would find goodness, I would find ease, I would find something that brings joy to me in the movement of my animals. After that, we came to Hadith 629 that Al-Imam al-Bukhari has reported from his Sheikh Abu Nuhaym Al-Fadl ibn Dukayn, rahimahullah. And this case, it was regarding Umar himself, Amirul Mu'minin, the father of Abdullah, radiallahu anhuma, that he would make dua and say, Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. ولا تخلفني في الأشرار وألحقني بالأخيار اللهم توفني مع الأبرار والله when you take my life let me be in the company of the righteous when you take my life let it be مع الأبرار with the people of righteousness and goodness وَلَا تُخَلِّفْنِي فِي الْأَشْرَارِ وَاللَّهُ don't abandon me with the wicked and unrighteous people. Don't set me aside, O my Lord. And then I come in the company of the wicked and the righteous. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالْأَخْيَارِ When you take my life, connect me with your choice, human beings, your choice, yes. Connect me with them, O Allah, when you take my life. We repeatedly mentioned in class yesterday that this dua and the first that we read from that hadith by Abdullah ibn Umar, he would make dua regarding every of his affairs. We gave an emphasis. If Abdullah ibn Umar would make dua, أن يفصح الله في مشي دابته, that Allah should make the movement of his animal to be with ease and well, my animal should move well, then whatever is necessary from the means to make your animal move well, it is necessary from the part of this dua that you take care of it. If your animal needs to eat well, to move well, feed it well. If your animal needs to be taken care of well, medically, to move well, then take care of it properly, medically, so that your dua will be in line with your actions. We said that making dua and following asbab are things that are very necessary. Don't make dua and you are not following the asbab, the means by which your dua will be answered. You want to go for Hajj, you don't have an international passport, and you are making dua, oh Allah, take me for Hajj, oh Allah, take me for Hajj. You take steps in line with what you have to do. Your dua, Allah, take me for Hajj, it does not stop you. In fact, it necessitates that you obtain an international passport, you buy a ticket, you obtain a visa, you look for a Hajj group. You take these steps while making the dua. The dua does not stop us from taking the steps and following the means by which our request will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like someone who begs Allah for children. He has refused to marry. He does not have a wife. And he's begging Allah, Allah, grant me children. You take a step. You move one step forward, one step forward. What is the step forward? You make marriage. You make marriage. If you're a woman, you marry a husband. If you're a man, you marry a wife, a woman like yourself. So it is very, very necessary when we make dua, we take the steps So in this dua of Umar, radiallahu anhu, Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. O Allah, take my life while I'm in the midst of the righteous. It means even when he's sound, hale and heady. Where will he be found? In the company of the righteous. I remember a man who has lived in Kaduna like this. May Allah forgive this man. He was very, very rich, one of the richest people in northern Nigeria at the time. Just, let's say, about 10 years ago, he was very rich. He's known all over the country. He avoided to stay in staying in Tunuwa. I used to want people to gather to be much the day that I die, so that I have a lot of people begging Allah to forgive me. So he built a house in the middle of Tunuwa with his family and children where he stayed. He built a masjid there. And actually, his dua was answered. I was there the day he died. My family died on a Sunday. He died on the day after it on a Monday. The crowd came hugely to witness his janaza and his final burial inside Tudunwada itself. So if you make dua, Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. O Allah, when you take my life, let me be amongst the righteous. Then it means from the very early times, this man that I just mentioned, one of the things that he did was that every night after Salatul Isha, he provides food for people. So people always have a need to gather in his house. People always have a need to gather in his house after Salatul Isha. And in fact, many of the people will come and observe Salatul Maghrib in the masjid directly, just a road across his house. They will observe Salatul Maghrib. They will wait for Salatul Isha because they know that after Salatul Isha, there is going to be food. He was doing all of this, preparing for that one full day when he would pass away, and everybody, he will need everybody to be asking Allah to forgive him. And Allah made it happen. He passed away in the area. He was gathered around. People gathered around on the day of his janaza. In fact, we didn't even get to into the burial ground. The crowd was too much. And this is what he lived his life for. He prepared for it. He lived for it. And Allah granted him. So as he was making the dua, he was following the sabab. He was following the asbab, the means by which his dua will be answered. Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. O Allah, when you take my life, let me be amongst the righteous. Wa la tukhallifni fil ashrar. Don't abandon me with the unrighteous people. It means you have to keep your distance from the unrighteous. Keep a distance from the unrighteous. Don't become a party Muslim. Don't become a club Muslim. Don't become a Yahoo Muslim following Yahoo boys all around. Because your company will affect you. It will affect your sixth existence. It will affect your death in your passing away. Keep the company of the righteous. Keep away from the unrighteous. When you keep the company of the righteous, ikhwa wallahi, there are a lot of benefits in it. They will never invite you except to goodness. And then he said, radiyallahu anhu, in his dua, walhiqni bil akhyar, walhiqni bil akhyar. When I pass away, where you put the best of your servants, the choicest of your servants, where you put them in the hereafter, put me there too. Of course, that is in consonance with what he was doing on the earth. قَدْ كَانَ مَا الْأَبْرَارُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He had been with the righteous people in the world. So he's asking to be with the best and the righteous too in Akhirah. So this was the dua of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The first point of benefit in that is that it's a vast, wide dua that he was making, radiallahu anhu. You would see it has to do with this dunya and akhirah. There are a lot of points of benefit in this dua. After that, Al-Imam al-Bukhari took us to another hadith 630. He said, Rahimahullah, Haddathana Umar ibn Hafs, Qala Haddathana Abi, Qala Haddathana Al-A'mash, Qala Haddathana Shaqiq, Qal, Kana Abdullah yukthiru an yad'uwa bihaulai da'wat. كان عبد الله يكثر أن يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات ربنا أصلح بيننا وهدينا سبيل الإسلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في سمعنا وبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قائلين بها وأتممها علينا كان عبد الله يكثر أن يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات ربنا أصلح بيننا واهدنا سبيل الإسلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قائلين بها وأتممها علينا. الإمام البخاري reports this hadith from his Sheikh Umar ibn Hafs, Abu Hafs, Umar ibn Hafs, Abu Hafs, rahimahullah. He was reporting from his father, Hafs ibn Ghiyath, Abu Umar. His own name was Umar ibn Hafs, Abu Hafs. Umar ibn Hafs, Abu Hafs. His father was Hafsun ibn Ghiyath, Abu Umar. Rahimahumullah. They were from the scholars of Hadith. Umar was the teacher of Imam al-Bukhari, and his own father, Hafs ibn Ghiyath, was his own teacher in this Hadith. Hafs ibn Ghiyath said, Rahimahullah, Haddathana al-A'mash, that is Imam Sulaiman ibn Mihran, Rahimahullah, who said, Haddathana Shaqiq, that is Shaqiq ibn Salama al-Kufi, Shaqiq ibn Salama al-Kufi Abu Wa'il. He was from the closest amongst the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to Abdullah. And he was from amongst the Mukhadramun, those who had accepted Islam before the Prophet's passing away, radiallahu anhum, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But they did not have the opportunity to meet the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shaqiq ibn Salama, Abu Wa'il al-Kufi, he was from amongst them. We'd mentioned something like that regarding Abu Abdullah al-Sunabihi, Abdurrahman ibn Rusaylah, rahimahullah. This case, it was Shaqiq ibn Salama, Abu Wa'il, who is reporting from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, rahimahullah, كان عبد الله يكثر أن يدعو وبهؤلاء الدعوات. كان عبد الله يكثر أن يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This is why when we read books like this, it is necessary to have a good knowledge of the scholars and their teachers. Shaqiq just said Kana Abdullah. But we knew when he said Abdullah, because he was from the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, we knew that he was not talking about Abdullah ibn Abbas. We knew that he was not talking about Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. We knew that he was not talking about Abdullah ibn Umar. Why? His own teacher amongst the Abadillah was who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Very important. So when he said Kana Abdullahi radiallahu anhu yukthiru an yad'uwa bihaulai da'wat, the teacher of Shaqiq, well known with him, with whom he was in companionship going forth and backwards with him, was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma Abu Abdurrahman. He said, Kana Abdullah yukthiru an yad'uwa bihaulai da'wat. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu yukthiru an yad'uwa. He would always, he muchly made supplications employing those expressions. Much of it, yukthiru an yad'uwa bihaulai. He has much of making this dua. Always making this dua. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was always making dua bihaulai da'wat, with these requests. He was making dua expressing it like this, in these requests. What are they? Rabbana aslih baynana. Oh Allah, aslih baynana. Reconcile us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, reconcile us. In the report of this hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, it said he would say, Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Oh Allah, connect our minds, connect our hearts. Ikhwa, this is a very important dua. This is from the way of the early Muslims. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Oh Allah, make our hearts come together. Connect our hearts together. These days, people think that from the ways of the early Muslims is to disconnect. No, it's to connect. It's a basic rule. Allah told us that in the Quran. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa aslihu dhata baynakum. Said wa aslihu dhata baynakum. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, I said, this is a command from Allah. We have read that hadith in this book, Al-Adabul Mufrad. It's a duty for you to connect yourselves. Don't become disconnected. Allah told us, warned us many times, connect yourself. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraku. All of you should hold on to the rope of the deen of Allah. How should you be? You hold on to that jami'an. You should do it, all of you together. Together as a single entity. He gave the command in another way again. He said, wala tafraku. Do not be divided among yourselves. So it means it is a thing of virtue for us as Muslims that we are connected. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would say, Allahumma alif bayna kulubna. Rabbana aslih baynana. Oh our Lord, aslih baynana. Connect us. Bring us together. Reconcile us. Wahdina sabil al-Islam. Keep us guided upon the path of al-Islam. Oh Allah, bring our minds together. Keep us guided on the path of al-Islam. That is the other way to say wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an. That is wahdina sabil al-Islam. Wa la tafarraku is like saying rabbana aslih baynana. So these two portions of this dua, they have evidence clearly from the Quran. Rabbana aslih baynana. O our Lord, reconcile us, rectify us and connect us together. Wahdina sabila al-Islam. Guide us upon this road of al-Islam. Let us be upon it. Because Shaitan wants to throw us away from this road. Shaitan, he has vowed to Allah. He said, Wala udillannahum. I will surely misguide the people and mislead them. So we need to always be asking Allah to keep us steadfast upon the path of Al-Islam. So Shaqiq ibn Salama Abu Wa'il Al-Kufi rahimahullah, he said, كان عبد الله يكثر أن يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would always muchly ask Allah, employing these expressions. The first of them, رَبَّنَا أَصْلِحْ بَيْنَنَا, O our Lord, reconcile us. وَهَدِنَا سَبِيلَ الْإِسْلَامِ, keep us guided upon the path of Al-Islam. وَنَجِّنَا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, protect us, save us away مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, from darknesses, keep us away إِلَى النُّورِ, unto the light of Al-Islam. He said, ظُلُمَاتِ, from the blessings of Allah is إِخْرَاجُ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, بِإِذْنِهِ, by Allah's permission, He guides people away from darknesses, darknesses of shubhat, dalalat, bid'ah. All of these are forms of darknesses. Ila siratin mustaqim. This is the dua that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is making. The first one, Rabbana aslih baynana. O Allah, rectify us. Rectify that which is in between us. In another report, it says, Alif bayna kulubina ko. O Allah, connect our hearts. Wahdina sabil al-Islam. Keep us firm. Keep us guided upon the path of Islam. Wanajjina min adh-dhulumat ila nur. Save us from darknesses upon to the light of al-Islam. وَصْرِفْ عَنَّا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَصْرِفْ عَنَّا الْفَوَاحِشَ. Protect us. Keep away from us. Keep fawahish away from us. Kabair, fawahish. Those serious, grievous sins. Keep those sins away from us. Don't let us be from the people of shirk. Those who tie talismans, women who make love potions for their husbands, atiwala, don't make us be like that, O Allah. Men who tie charms and talismans, atama'im, of various forms in their homes, Allah, don't make us be like that. Don't make us be from people who fall into qatlun nafs. They take the lives of people. O Allah, don't make us be like that. Don't make us be from people of major sins, al-kabair. Wasrif anna, keep away from us, al-fawahish, indecent, grievous sins. Ma zahara minha, whether those sins, we practice them openly, one button, or hiddenly. Protect us, don't make us be from the people of righteousness in the open, but evil in the secret. Ma dhahara minha, whether that fahisha is zahira or batina. Keep us away, keep them away from us. I read recently about a brother who used to be everywhere on the internet, and then his friends have to begin to send warnings regarding his personality. May Allah protect us from all of these kinds of evil. Fahisha ikhwa. May Allah keep us away. Wasrif anna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. May Allah keep fahisha away from us. Ma zahara minha, that which may be open amongst it. Wa ma batan, and that which may be secret from fahisha, from indecency, from kabair, from obscene, awkward behaviors. May Allah keep all of these away from us. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي أَسْمَعِنَا وَأَبْصَارِنَا وَقُلُوبِنَا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا. بارك لنا في أسماعنا. Oh Allah, give us barakat. The scholars say when we say barik lana, fi shay'in lana. We ask Allah's barakat regarding what we have. They say that we are asking for two things. The first one, barik lana fi asma'ina. The good health we enjoy, the favors we enjoy about these things. Help us sustain them. So if you say, Barik lana fi asma'ina, the favors we enjoy regarding our sense of hearing, wa basarina, the favors we enjoy now, presently, about our sense of seeing, wa qulubina, the favors we enjoy right now about our hearts. It is pumping the blood, working perfectly. And those amongst those who are ill now, may Allah grant them sound health, if the health is especially connected to their qulub. These favors that we enjoy, Allah, retain it for us, Ya Rabb. Help us sustain them. This is the first meaning of Barik lana fiha. Bless us regarding these issues. Help us sustain these favors we enjoy. Fi azwajina. Regarding our husbands or regarding our wives, as the case may be, وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and regarding our children, the favors we have, the blessings we already have, the goodness we already have, regarding our sense of hearing, أَسْمَعِنَا, regarding our sense of sight, وَبُصَرِنَا, regarding our hearts, وَقُلُوبِنَا, regarding Azwajina, our spouses, wadhurriyatina, and our siblings, our children, our descendants. Your favor that we already enjoy, Ya Rab, help us sustain them. This is the first thing about Barik lana fiha. The second thing about Barik lana fi asma'ina and others is that grant us more favors again. Give us more values. Give us more goodness. Give us more blessings. Give us more advantages, more profits. The one we already enjoy, don't take it away. And then give us more. Fi asma'in, regarding our sense of hearing. Wa busarina, regarding our sense of sight. Wa kulubina, regarding our hearts, wa azwajina, regarding our wives, wa dhurriyatina, regarding our children and descendants. Give us more blessings. We want more. Your protection, we want more. Your provisions, we want more. Your knowledge, your wisdom that you give to your servants, Ya Rab, we want more. Your sound health that you provide, we want more. Your guidance upon the deen, we want more, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Ya Dhal Jalali wal-Ikram. We want more, Ya Allah. We want more, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. So this is the dua that we make. Wabarik lana fi asma'ina. Bless us and grant us more blessings regarding our sense of hearing. Wa busarina, regarding our sight. Wa kulubina, regarding our hearts. Wa dhurri wa azwajina, regarding our wives. Wa dhurriyatina, and regarding our children. Barik lana, provide us more blessings. The ones you already give us, don't take them away from us. One of the scholars mentioned a major point of benefit regarding this expression. If you are begging Allah for barakat regarding your hearing, regarding your sight, regarding your hearts, regarding your wives, and regarding your children, make sure you are not employing these things for sins. If you want barakat regarding your ears, make sure your ear is far away from music. Make sure that your ears are far away from music, brothers. You can't be listening to music and you are saying Barik Lanafias Maina. It's like fetching water in a bucket and opening the bottom covering of the bucket. How can you be saying Barik Lanafias Maina? Allah should bless your sense of hearing. And you are listening to music. You are listening to gossip. You are watching films. Your eyes. You are saying Allah Barik Lanafias Maina. You are watching films. You are watching indecency on the TV, on your phones. What are you asking for? What are you asking for? Allahumma barik lana fi asma'ina absarin. Oh Allah, grant us your favors and your blessings. The ones you have given us, don't take it away. Fi asma'ina, regarding our ears and sense of hearing. Oh absarina, and our eyes and sense of sight. And you are hearing and watching evil. What kind of dua are you making? You employ the same eyes, the same ears for things that Allah has prohibited. What are you saying? What are you doing? Who are you fooling? Who are you deceiving? If you want blessings in these things, then abstain from those things Allah has prohibited. You are saying, Allahumma barik lana fi qulubina. And you are listening to music. Don't you know that music will engender nifaq in your qalb? It will bring hypocrisy to you. It will bring shock in your deen. It will bring shubhat to your mind. Doubts. From that is, don't read everything. Protect your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Protect it from the things that Allah does not like. Because if you don't, you think you can read just anything, how can you be asking Allah for barakat? You have to determine by choice. I will not listen with my ears except something that Allah likes. I will not watch with my eyes except something that Allah likes. And I will not pay attention with my mind to something except something that Allah likes. At that time, you are walking along the dua you are making. So if you say, Wabarik lana fi asma'ina wa basarina wa kulubina at that time, then you are doing what is correct. You are following the means by which you will gain barakat. And you're also making dua for barakat. You can't be watching indecency. You can't be listening to indecency. You can't be placing indecent things. All your thoughts, all your thinking is about how to do people, how to become indecent, how to create status, how to, all of these people do. Ikhwa, let it only be upon things that Allah likes. That is when you'll be finding barakat in your sense of hearing, in your sense of sight, and inside your mind. Don't forget, inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ada kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'ula. The individual will be asked about his sense of hearing, his sense of sight, and what is it that he has placed inside his heart. Is your own heart full of jealousy, hasad? Allah will ask you about it. You can't fill up your mind with hasad against your brother. I'm saying Barik lana fi qulubina. Which qalb? This heart that is full of hasad. This heart that is full of bugd, hatred for your brother. Is this the same heart for which you're asking for barakat? Which heart are you asking for barakat? You have to free your heart from hasad, from bugd, from indecency and evil thoughts. So udhan and all of these, when you free your mind from all of these, then it will aid your supplication. Wabarik lana fi asma'ina wa basarina wa kulubina. Likewise, regarding your wife, regarding your husband, You are asking for barakat in your dealings with your husband. You are asking for barakat in your dealings with your wife. At the same time, you have not rectified things you should rectify. As a man, you are asking for barakat from your wife. And you have the ability, you are not spending on her. You have the ability, you are not providing for her. You have the ability, you are denying her her lawful rights as a man. So you are now saying, Allah, give me barakah in my wife. When you, Allah has given you the ability, you are preventing her from the barakat. So what, which barakah are you asking for? Likewise, regarding the woman, you are very disobedient to your husband. Your mouth, tongue can say anything to your husband. You are very disobedient. Husband, he sees you, he tries to allow Mabarik Lanaf. Make the property of the Ibn Mas'ud. وبارك لنا في أس وأزواجنا وذرياتنا. You are asking Allah. Teach them salat. You didn't trust people to engage in your education of your children. You took your children. If you want the blessings of Allah regarding these issues, make sure that your actions do not contradict your requests. So if you want blessings for your children, follow the means by which a child will be blessed. Follow the means. If you want your wife to be a means of goodness for you, don't be a stingy husband towards her. If you want your wife to be an obedient wife towards you, don't be harsh and coarse regarding her. If you want your husband to be a means of blessings for you, don't become the disobedient wife that unleashes her tongue against her husband. If you want your sense of hearing, your sense of sight, and your heart to be full of blessings, avoid those things that Allah has prohibited for you to see, or for you to hear, or for you to keep inside your mind. Those things He has said, don't keep this kind of a thing in your mind, like hasad, jealousy, envy, like avarice. Someone is stingy. It is from the diseases of the heart. All of these, keep them away from your mind. Then at that time, you are supporting your dua. Wabarik lana fi asma'ina. O Allah, bless us in our sense of hearing. Wabsarina, in our sense of sight. Wakulubina, in our hearts. Grant us blessings. Wazwajina, in our spouses, O Allah, grant us blessings. Wa dhurriyatina, in our children and their own children and their own children, grant us blessings, Ya Rab. Wa tub alayna, grant us the ability to always ask for your pardon, O Allah. Wa tub alayna, and grant us pardon, O Allah. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. You are the one who absolutely pardons your servants. You are the one who is absolutely merciful and compassionate with your servants. وَتُوبَ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَجَعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ. O Allah, make us people who are ever grateful, who show gratitude to you. Many times Allah bless people with many favors, but they don't thank Allah. They don't thank Allah. And many of the people, like he said, وَكَلِ إِنسَانُ كَفُورَ. Many of the people are full of ingratitude towards Allah. Allah has blessed them with sound health, sound hearing, sound sight, provided them wealth, provided them security, and in all of these, they disobey Allah, and they don't even recognize that these things are favors from Allah. Allah, don't make us be like that. وَجَعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ. Make us from those who show gratitude to you and gratitude to those who provide favor to us. The shakir is the one who is grateful to Allah, is also grateful to people. Being grateful to Allah does not contradict showing gratitude to human beings, those by whom Allah showed favors on you. Show gratitude to them. وَجَعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ. O Allah, make us from those who are grateful to you and grateful to those who provide them favors. وَجَعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ لِنِعْمَتِكَ. Your favors that you proved us. Make us people who will be showing gratitude. مُثْنِينَ بِهَا. Make us amongst those who will be praising your gratitude to us. They will be praising, Allah has granted me sound health. Allah has granted me. They will be praising your favors. Not just showing gratitude. Praise the favor. Recognize the favor. Many don't even recognize that they enjoy favors. Ikhwa, the favor of sleep. You want to sleep? You can find sleep. You want to urinate? You can find the ability to urinate. You want to defecate, you can do it. You can eat food. Subhanallah, these are big favors. I remember someone very recently who was finding it difficult to defecate. The person had to be taken to the hospital. Just defecate. She said, it's here, but it can't come out. Until she got to the hospital. And I heard recently of someone who was finding it difficult to urinate. The urine is here, but it's not coming out. Ikhwa, do we know that all of these favors are from Allah? Do we recognize it? Do we acknowledge them? May Allah continue to grant us His favors. وَجَعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ لِنِعْمَتِكَ. Make us from those who be showing gratitude to you regarding your favors. مُثْنِينَ بِهَا. Who will be praising you because of the favors you grant on us. قَائِلِينَ بِهَا. We will even be saying it with our mouth. This is many things. Many times people can even find it. So person, he was very beneficial to me. From the worst of those you find regarding these are students of knowledge. They hardly say regarding their teachers. Issues they benefit from them. Many do be hiding it. As if he has not even made benefit from the person. They hide the favors, whether you benefited from his books you studied. See, I studied so from the so book of so person. Oh, this faida that I want to mention, it was provided to me by so person. Oh, this so thing that I enjoy, this knowledge, this part of knowledge that I know, oh, so person taught me how to do it. We hardly say. And Allah told us in the Quran, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ at the end of Abduha. Mention it, say it to people, say it regarding Allah. Say it to people, this favor you did to me one day, it was very beneficial, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Say it, قَائِلِينَ بِهَا, يَنِي قَائِلِينَ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكِ. Say it. It's also in Sayyidul Istighfar. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. I acknowledge your favors, all of them, on me. So ikhwa, acknowledge good done to you. Say it. You did good to me. Qa'ilina biha wa atmimha alayna. Oh Allah, atmimha alayna. Don't make us people who will benefit from a favor from you, and then now cut them off that favor. He's been enjoying sound health. Allah cuts it off. He has been enjoying wealth, profuse wealth. Allah now cuts it off. Don't make us like this. Make us enjoy your favors. Atmimha, perfect it, complete it. That is, don't disconnect it. Make it go on us. Make your favors on us be continuous. Don't cut us off lines of your favors. This is the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You can see how deep it is. Rabbana aslih baynana wa hadina sabil al-islam wa najjina min al-zulumati ila al-nur wasrif anna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan wa barik lana fi asma'ina wa gharina wa kulubina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قائلين بها وأتممها علينا. This is the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You can see that it is very vast. It contains every aspect of life. ربنا أصلح بيننا واهدنا إلى الإسلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قائلين بها وأتممها علينا. I hope that this is very clear. Let us quickly come to Hadith 631. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, حدثنا موسى ابن إسماعيل قال حدثنا سليمان ابن المغيرة عن ثابت قال كان أنس إذا دعا لأخيه يقول جعل الله عليه الصلاة قوم أبرار ليسوا بظلمة ولا فجار يقومون الليل ويصومون النهار جعل الله عليه الصلاة قوم أبرار ليسوا بظلمة ولا فجار يقومون الليل ويصومون النهار. Al-Imam al-Bukhari reported this from his Shaykh Musa ibn Ismail at-Tabuzaki, Abu Man, Abu Salamah, rahimahullah. He said, حدثنا سليمان ibn al-Mughira. That is Abu Sa'id al-Basri. He's the Shaykh of Musa ibn Ismail in this isnad. And سليمان ibn al-Mughira is reporting from Thabit. That is Al-Imam Thabitun Al-Bunani, that well-known student of Anas ibn Malik. And here, reporting from his Shaykh, radiyallahu anhu, Anas, Abu Hamza Al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhu, Thabitun Al-Bunani said, Kana Anasun, Iza da'a li akhihi yakul. When Anas ibn Malik supplicates for his brother, he would say, the first lesson here is that Anas ibn Malik, yeah, he would make dua for his brothers. Don't forget, ikhwah, make dua for your brothers. And I request it from all of us. Ikhwah, when you make dua, don't forget Abu Nasir. Make dua for him. So Anas ibn Malik used to make dua for his brothers. The first lesson. in this hadith is da'a li akhihi yaqul. When Anas ibn Malik makes dua for his brothers, he would say to them. So the first lesson is that Anas ibn Malik makes dua for his brothers. That's why I'm saying to you, all of you, make dua for Abu Nasir. What is the evidence? Anas ibn Malik makes dua for his brothers. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he has said to us that asra'u du'a ijabatan du'a'u ghaibin li ghaibin. The fastest dua to be answered is the dua of someone who is absent for his brother who is absent. Just use me, Abu Nasir, as your case study. Did you get me, Ikhwa? Use me as your case study in your dua so that your own dua is answered fastly, quickly. So Anas ibn Malik, إِذَا دَعَى لِأَخِيهِ يَقُولُ. When he makes dua for his brother, he will say, radiallahu anhu, ja'ala Allahu alayhi salata qawmin alayhi. You can see he's making that dua for his brother in the absence of that brother. Ja'ala Allahu alayhi salata qawmin abrar. May Allah make you a person that the dua of some people will be reaching. Ikhwa, look at this dua from a very powerful angle. May Allah make you my brother. May Allah make my brother. May Allah make him, that's my brother. May Allah make him someone who gets the dua of some people. Who are these people? Abrar, laysu bi dhulama. Righteous people, laysu bi dhulama, who are far away from dhulm. Injustice, unfairness, and indecency. Laysu bi dhulam. They are not miscreants. They are not indecent people. May Allah make you someone that these kind of people will be praying for. May Allah make you someone that righteous people will be making dua for you. How will that happen? By you being righteous and beneficial to people. If you are righteous and beneficial to righteous people, wallahi, they'll be making dua for you. You are righteous, you're beneficial to people abroad. They are righteous. Laysu bi dhulama. They are not unjust people. They are not people of indecency and pala pala. No. These kinds of people are the ones praying for you. You see, that one too deserves dua. May Allah make me someone who. Righteous people who make dua, who turn to Allah in repentance. May Allah make me someone they will remember to be praying for me. He said, Wala fujar. These people are not criminals. May Allah make me someone that the righteous people who are far away from indecency and crime. May Allah make me a person that when they remember me, they will make dua for me. It's an expensive place. Yes, very expensive. That righteous people remember you and make dua for you. It's a very, 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 very expensive thing. May Allah make me like that. Beg Allah, may Allah make you like that. All of us, may Allah make us from people. When righteous people far away from injustice and evil, when they remember you, they make dua for you. It's a very big place. Yaqumuna al-layl. Those righteous people. People who are always awake in the night making qiyamul layl. How beneficial would you have been to someone? He's far away, he's not an indecent person, he's a decent person. Laysu bi dhulamatin wala fujar. They are not people of injustice and indecency. Yaqumuna layl. They will stand up in the middle of the night. Wa yasumuna nahar. And they are fasting during the day. In all of these, they remember you. And then they are making dua for you. Don't you see that this position is a very big, enviable position? You are a person that somebody is making qiyamul layl, and then he will remember you. What did you do that kind of a person will remember you? A righteous person, laysu bi dhulamatin wala fujar, who is far away from dhulm and fujur. Dhulm, indecency, injustice, unfairness. Fujur, crime is far, they are far away. Yakumuna le, they wake up in the middle of the night. Wayasumuna naha. And there are people actively fasting during the day. What will you do that they will remember you? You would have done something that makes them remember you. So in that solace of the middle of the night, you're not there. You didn't call them. You didn't send them text message. They just remember you. If you are like this, then you are a very good person. Anas will be praying for his brother. You should be like that. You should be a person that when righteous people who are far away from Zulm and Fujur, who are people Qiyamul Layl and Siyamul Nahar, they remember you, they make dua for you. How is that? You are a very beneficial person. Very, very, very beneficial. When you are beneficial like this, people will remember you. They will remember you. May Allah make me like this. It's a very big thing. Righteous people remember you. They're in their Qiyamul Layl in the middle of the night. You can imagine someone is in sujood. Subhana Rabbi Allah, and you are the one that he remembers. Ha, this is my sujood. So person, Allah forgive him, Allah help him, Allah. Like that, he begins to make dua for you. Don't you see that this dua of Anas for his brothers, it's a very big dua. Thabitun al-Bunani said, Kana Anasun idha da'a li akhihi yakul. When Anas ibn Malik makes dua for his brothers, behind them, he will say, Ja'ala Allahu alayhi salata qawmin. May Allah make him a person that he will be earning the dua of some people. May Allah make you someone who will get the dua of some people. Who are those? Abrarin, laysu bi zalama. Those who are righteous, far away from injustice. Wala fujarin. They are far away, they are not fujar. They are not criminals, cruel, coarse individuals. No, they are not. They are not. They are not. They are far away from that. Yakumun al-layl. Those who are always standing up in the middle of the night, last third or middle third or the first third, anyone, ikhwa. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari and Abu Darda. The Prophet told them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum. He told them to be making their own Qiyamul Layl immediately after Salat al-Isha. He gave it to them as wasiya, parting advice. Don't forget, Abu Huraira, when you finish Isha, make your witr. He said the same thing to Abu Darda. He said the same thing to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari Jundub ibn Junada. So it is possible that your own Qiyamul Layl, you'll be making it immediately after Salatul Isha. It is also possible that it is in the middle of the third. If you divide the night into three, the middle one, that is the time you wake up. No problem. Wake up too. Make your Qiyamul Layl at that time. But the best of them is the one who wakes up in the last third of the night. The one who wakes in the last third of the night is the best of the three, if you have to choose one. But these three must not all escape you. So a man is busy like this in the last third of the night, begging Allah, crying to Allah, and then he remembers you. That's you that he has remembered. Does it not deserve that you are begging Allah to make you a person like that? A person that when 1, 2, 3, 5, 10,000 people, when they remember you in Qiyamul Layl, they are making dua for you. Does that status not require that we are begging Allah that Allah should put us in that status? It deserves it. This is the dua of Anas ibn Malik for his brothers. Ja'ala Allahu alayhi salata qawmin abrar. Laysu bi zalamatin wala fujar. Yaqumun al-layl wa yasumun al-nahar. I think that this hadith is clear, bi-ithnillah. Can we come to a few questions we have? The time is already far spent. Abdurrahman.
أبو عبد الرحمن. طيب إخوة, can we hear me?
نعم, جزاكم الله خيرا شيخا.
آمين آمين, بارك الله فيك أبو عامر. How are you?
الحمد لله صلى.
نعم
نعم. Although we lost a lot of the questions, but there are a couple here.
نعم.
The first one. نعم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا. May Allah increase your knowledge and wisdom.
آمين. آمين آمين وإياكم.
As regards dua and istikhara, is it the way of the early Muslims to observe Salatul Istikhara before going for Umrah or Hajj? جزاكم الله خير.
One of the things about Salatul Istikhara is that it does not have to do with acts of righteousness. For example, the Adhan for Salatul Fajr goes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. You have to go out for Salatul Fajr. The individual now begins to think, oh, let me make Istikhara first. No, go out for Fajr. Or the time for zakah comes, he calculates it, now starts thinking, should I make istikhara whether to give zakah or not? No, give zakah. You are not asking Allah to help you choose between observing salat and not observing salat. You will not ask Allah to help you choose between paying zakah and not paying zakah when you are due for zakah. So we don't make istikhara on the things that Allah has obligated on us or on the things that we are really, really encouraged to do. For example, we are encouraged to make lots of hajj. In the last class, we spoke about some of the early Muslims who performed hajj 60 times or thereabout. So in all of these, we know these are righteous acts of worship. It is in the matters of our own personal decisions that we'll be asking, making istikhara. Should I go out? Should I travel today? I want to travel to Kano. Should I go or I should not go? Make istikhara. After you have decided to go, or after you have decided not to go, that's when you now make istikhara. This Kano, this contract I want to go and sign. You start making dua. Oh, this service I want to go and provide. This I want to go and do. Oh, this. We make istikhara regarding things of personal choices. You want to build a house. You want to buy a car. You want to. Things of personal choices. You want Allah to guide that your choice. But in the issues of salat, you don't have a choice. You have to observe salat. Yes, in the issues of being nice to your parents, you don't have a choice. You have to be nice to your parents. In the issues of providing food for your wives, you don't have a choice. You have to buy them food. So women come to you and say, ah, Abu, we need money for pepper, tomato, this, that, that. You start saying, ah, let me make istikhara first. No. The only thing you first need to do is to check your account balance. Otherwise, you have to just simply provide it. Because these things are compulsory upon you. I hope that it is clear about Amr.
No, Sheikh, I'm
sorry.
Another question here is concerning dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah increasing knowledge. Is it permissible to ask Allah for certain features in one's future spouse?
Well, you would see from this dua that Ibn Mas'ud was making dua about the various aspects of life without giving details. Let me give us an example regarding the example in the question. There's a dua in the question, in the Quran. There's a dua in the Quran. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Look at this dua. هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. Make our spouses وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا. And the children and descendants he will give us quarter eye. Make them people that when we see them, we are glad. Make we ourselves lil muttaqina imama, from the leaders of the people of righteousness. You see, this dua is all encompassing. Somebody, when you see, you'll be happy. Now, if you start making details that the wife you want should be tall, should be slim, should have long nose, big eyes, big head, and all of these, long neck, and all of these kinds of details, you are bothering yourself in it. Summarize everything, and Allah has given you how to do it, how the righteous people do it. Because Rabbana hablana min azwajina is from the dua of the salihin. And then you start saying, oh, the children that you give me, make one to be yellow, make one to be black, make three of them to be tall, slim, make them to be graduates of University of Igbo-Tako and all of these. By the time they grow up to go to the university, Igbo-Tako University might have been a bad university. It might have become bad. Meanwhile, you are tied your dua to it. So that is where they will go. So you don't need unnecessary details when you want to marry. The dua should be, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurri. Give us the wives that would be people who, when we see them, we are happy. So leave Allah regarding the details, whether she's tall, slim, she's yellow. Allah will give you the one that when you see her, you will be happy. She will be a means of joy and delight for you. You may get that you're tall, slim, yellow, big, black, tall neck, big head, and then you are not happy when she finally comes to your house. So why not leave it at that? Hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. I hope that it is clear about Amr.
Okay, Amin
wa iyyakum. The question here, Abu Amr, can we, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud we just read, instead of saying Rabbana afsih baynana, we say Allahumma alif bayna qulubina? Yes, you can. These kinds of things occur in the books of hadith. Yes, you can. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa hadina sabil al-islam. You can say that. Bi-idhnillah. It occurs in Sunan Abi Dawood. Like that. It says, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina. O Allah, connect our minds. Alif bayna qulubina. Reconcile, connect our hearts. Help us find reconciliation amongst ourselves. It means that the Muslims and the people of the Sunnah are together, reconciled as a single entity, is something very important in our religion. May Allah protect us all. Abu Amir, are you here?
No, Sheikh Ahmed. Ahsan Allah ibn.
Naam. Amin wa iyyakum.
There's a question here regarding wilaya. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam.
Regarding wali, in a situation when a father, being the only child of his parents, passes away, and all efforts to trace any of our father's relatives proved abortive, she only has a younger brother, half-sibling, that's her mother's child from another father. She has been staying with her stepfather since childhood. Can such a brother stand in for her wali? Or what can she do in such a situation?
No. The stepbrother from the mother cannot. The brother from the mother cannot. It is her brother from her father that can. If she can find that one. Her brother from her father. Those from the lineage of her mother cannot marry a woman out. Those from the lineage of our mothers cannot marry a girl out. It is those from the lineage of our father that can marry a girl out. Like our father's brother like our father's father, like our father's son, our own brothers, and the son of a woman. Do you know the son of a woman can actually marry that woman out? So all of these people come from her awliya. If she does not have Fasultan Waliyuman La Waliyalaha, she refers the case to the community of the Muslims if they have the head of the community, like a state governor. Yes, the state governor who is a Muslim can marry a woman out without those awliya, if the state governor is a Muslim or the president is a Muslim, he can marry her out because they are from the people of Sultan. Then from that is the court, the Sharia court. That's why those Sharia panels will be very useful if they are established. The Sharia panels, if they are established with knowledge-based people who are specialists in these matters, it will be very useful, bismillah. So the Sharia panel that the Muslims have agreed that should be the panel to resolve these kinds of matters, they can marry such a woman out. Likewise, the imam of a community, in case you don't have those panels, an elderly, well-known imam of Sunnah can marry her out. Note the point that we have mentioned. Elderly, well-known, a person of Sunnah. Elderly, well-known, a person of Sunnah. This will remove the case where little young people will just assume and then say they are the ones going to become the wali for a girl. No, elderly, well-known people of knowledge amongst the people of the Sunnah, they are also in the position to marry such a girl out to her husband. I hope that that is clear, inshallah. I mean, what happened? Can we call it a day today, Abu Amir? The time is fast. Allah is our first. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Allahumma ja'alna min ar-rashidin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina wa hadina sabila al-islam wa najjina min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك واتممها علينا انك حي يا قيوم. اللهم صل على محمد و... وعلى ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. وعلى ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.
جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.